T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And now there's Omicron. Most of us getting a rude reintroduction to the Greek alphabet. The universe keeps sending us lessons until we learn them, it seems. The World Health Organization now says that Omicron, this new variant, poses a, quote, very high risk worldwide. Much more infectious, transmissible, 30 to 50 mutations in the spike. With us, the expert on everything virus-related and vaccine-related, Dr. Michael Osterholm. Good to have you back, Doctor.
Thank you, Paul. Good to be back with you.
So, look, with Omicron, we don't know what we don't know. How concerned should we be?
Well, what's making this particular variant different than anything we've dealt with before is the combination of different mutations. And what I mean by that is we came to understand a year ago with the Alpha variant that, in fact, this was a much more transmissible virus, and that became kind of the king of the virus hill by being much more transmissible. Then along came Delta, and it was even more transmissible, so it replaced Alpha. It also replaced two other variants that we had seen develop in South Africa also, and one in South America called Beta and Gamma, which weren't as transmissible, but actually had mutations that allowed the virus to escape the immune protection of either vaccinations or previous infection. And while it wasn't completely avoiding the antibodies, it basically reduced the effectiveness of these vaccines. Well, now Omicron has all of these mutations. It is highly infectious. It appears to be even much more transmissible than Delta in South Africa. And it now has these mutations that could impact how well our immunity will work against it. That's the part we don't understand yet. The mutations are there. The question is, will that actually happen, where we have to worry about a more transmissible and a potential immune evasion type virus?
And the fact that South Africa caught this early hopefully gives us a little bit of an edge that we didn't have with Delta. But we're not going to know much for another week or two, right, in terms of how transmissible, and people, especially people who are vaccinated, is there still some level of protection?
Yeah.
What do you think there?
Well, my first sense is that this is a much more highly transmissible virus. What we saw in parts of Johannesburg, South Africa, and the province there was this virus literally taking over as the dominant virus within 1 to 2 weeks of its first showing up. It took Delta a good month to 2 months in many areas before it became the dominant virus. So it suggests that this one is a very highly infectious virus. The fact we're already seeing it in at least 17 countries. I think by the end of the week, it'll probably, that number could be as high as 40 or 50 countries, including the United States. This thing's moving quickly, so it's highly transmissible. I think the real challenge is, again, what can we do about that? And even with the beta and gamma variants I mentioned a moment ago, we had evidence that if you had been vaccinated with the kind of vaccines we have now, you had a substantial protection against severe disease and hospitalizations. You know, we still don't know that that'll be the case here, but that really just leads us to saying get vaccinated. You know, Paul, only 59% of the U.S. population has had a first dose and fully vaccinated then. You know, we have 125 million people in this country who did get fully vaccinated, but it's been at least 6 months since they were vaccinated. And of those 125 million, only 37 million have gotten their booster dose. So, you know, that will make a big difference in terms of protecting us against this virus, even if it does take off and has some of these concerning mutations that we're aware of. So I can't say it more strongly. Please get vaccinated, either your first dose or your booster.
I'm curious. 44 nations, including the U.S., have imposed travel restrictions from several countries in South Africa. Is that enough? Is the genie out of the bottle at this point?
Yeah.
I mean, should we be imposing vaccine requirements to get on an airplane?
Well, I think, first of all, it's important to note that as these travel bans were put into place early on, it was with the idea that we would just try to slow things down to give us more time to respond and plan. I think, as you're seeing, just in a matter of less than a week, how fast this is around the world. You know, when it's in 50 different countries, including the United States, is everybody going to ban everybody from travel? I don't think so. So I think the really important message is that, yes, we should be vaccinated if we're going to travel. Number two is that we have an active testing program so that people can be screened before they get on the planes and once they get to their point of destination, and that we keep track of then of these people if they should have this variant. Again, our whole entire effort here is to slow down the transmission. We're not going to stop it. And I think that within a month from now, this is going to be with us in a way that you know, we couldn't have imagined 2 weeks ago.
Dr. Osterholm, correct me if I'm wrong. My understanding, as long as there are unvaccinated people anywhere on the planet, there's a potential reservoir for new mutations. We have to get the planet vaccinated. And people have said, well, South Africa, vaccine poverty, a lot of people don't have access to the vaccine. My understanding, looking at the numbers, is that they have a surplus of vaccines, at least in South Africa, that it's mainly vaccine resistance, people not getting the vaccine, that has caused this thing to take off there.
Well, this is a very important point, Paul. And one that, you know, it's easy just to say that we haven't gotten vaccines to low- and middle-income countries, and we surely need to do more to do that. But as you pointed out, we know that there are millions of doses of vaccine that are in South Africa that have not been used over recent months, and it has to do with vaccine hesitancy, just as we see in this country. So converting a vaccine into a vaccination is not simple, whether it's in the United States or whether it's in a lower middle-income country. And we have to put much more emphasis on how are we going to help the population understand that this is their key out. This is the way that we can, in fact, move beyond this pandemic eventually if we have enough people protected. And if that means getting boosters, so be it. But I think at this point, that's the challenge, is we're going to hear a lot of rhetoric over the upcoming days about how we're not getting vaccine to low- and middle-income countries. Some of that is true. We have to take that to heart and do what we can to get it there. But some of it also is really helping these countries try to deal with the same challenges we're dealing with. How do you get people vaccinated?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been triple vaxxed, and I realize that doesn't make me bulletproof, but hopefully if and when I get this thing, it'll be mild symptoms. I won't suffer from long COVID and erectile dysfunction and all the other, the brain fog. I have enough brain fog without catching COVID. But I'm what tangible advice would you have heading into the holiday season? It's Hanukkah, Christmas, 26 days away. In terms of changes in behavior, changes in travel, what would you suggest to listeners with Omicron in mind?
Well, you know, you said something very important here just now in terms of looking at what we can get from boosters. And for the vast majority of people who have been fully vaccinated who have boosters recently, they do have a very high level of protection. The problem we have is that some people, even with the boosters, will only have limited protection. For example, our studies show that for those who are solid organ recipients, People who have received donations of kidneys and other organs have only about a 50% protection against severe disease and death with this virus, which means that, you know, they can do everything possible in terms of vaccination, but it's still going to be important to protect them as a bubble of the people around them. So, you know, and we have other what we call comorbidities, conditions where, you know, the vaccine is not going to be as effective as it is for otherwise healthy individuals. So in those family settings, it's very reasonable for them to say, I only want people here who are fully vaccinated. I only want people here who have their boosters that are eligible to receive them, because I'm trying to do an additional layer of protection beyond that of just the vaccine itself. And I think we have to honor those, and we have to help support families do that, even when you have family members who you love, who you want to be with, who would insist they're never going to get vaccinated.
Mike, are you doing okay?
Yeah, you know, it's a never-ending situation here. You know, some days I'm not so sure that, you know, my English Channel swimming days prepared me for this fully. You know, that was where you just kept going till you get out. Here, I don't know when you're going to get out or where.
Yeah. Well, there will be an end at some point.
Yep.
Dr. Michael Osterholm, appreciate the update. Be safe
out
there.
Thanks, Paul. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.